Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ms. Dana has informed me that she has one more thought that she would like to add, RE Social Security.
I went down a little deep dive during the break because I really don't understand how there's people that should be 346 years old and they're still having these checks cashed. Like, I don't understand. Someone just needs to do a simple audit. And if you're dead and those checks are still being cashed, someone is breaking the law.
It's probably not a simple audit when you consider that there are tens of millions of people who draw Social Security.
And who game the system, right? Yep. So in South Carolina, they busted one such woman. She was collecting her dead mom's Social Security for years. And I asked Scott, like, how does this happen after someone dies? Aha! They shared a joint bank account.
$74.5 million, by the way.
74 and a half million people draw Social Security.
So Cynthia Holland, who worked for the county like for a whole long time in Aiken County, is accused of collecting her late mother's checks for years and years. She's been indicted. She took some $168,000. All of that money flowed through by electronic deposit into a joint bank account that Holland shared with her late mother. Then Holland transferred the money into her own bank account. Okay? She is 61. She has been found guilty. Ruth, by the way, sweet Ruth, died in 2013 at the age of 70.
12 years ago.
She's been dead 12 years. Now, what's funny about this particular story is that Ms. Holland tried to get the court to believe she did not intend to steal the money. In 2023, after she learned she was under federal investigation, she paid $100,000 of it back to the SSA.
Where'd she get the money?
How do you find that out? Do you get a text?
Here's what they did. A joint program known as, quote, the Death Match Project. They really were creative there, the Death Match Project, whereby the Inspector General for the Social Security Administration compared state death verification records with payments made to South Carolina residents, spit it out, Holland's name. Oh, this woman says she's been dead since 20, wait a minute.
Where did that southern drawl just come from?
Well, I'm talking about South Carolina. Here's why I bring this up again. They somehow think direct depositing is going to cut down on fraud when they stop issuing paper checks this week. They're going to stop issuing paper checks right now.
Tomorrow,
no more paper checks.
Correct.
Don't you think electronically depositing all of this will lead to more fraud if they don't do a regular audit?
From the text line, I worked for the Social Security Department for 18 months. If you saw the people who work there, you would not be asking why.
Oh, God.
Wow. That's below the belt, man. That is not okay. I'm sure they're perfectly good, hardworking people who care about their country as much as you do. A young trapeze artist has died after plummeting to the ground in front of horrified spectators during a daring circus performance in Europe. Marina B. was 27 years old, died immediately after falling to the floor Saturday night in front of a crowd during a solo performance at the Paul Busch Circus Show in Bautzen, Germany. The horrific accident, which is still under investigation by local authorities, forced the well-known circus to cancel all subsequent shows.
Oh.
Believe it or not, Germany has a circus association. And Ralph Huppertz, who is the chief, believes that Marina, who again was 27, may have suffered a health problem in the middle of her routine.
Oh, God.
It is unusual for a well-trained artist like Marina to not survive that sort of fall. Marina was not using a safety rope.
I was just going to say, why still do trapeze things without a safety harness? It's just as daring to me. If I'm looking up and I'm seeing someone do acrobatics and she looks like Mary Lou Retton up there grabbing onto this bar, it's not going to bother me that there's some kind of wire for their safety. In fact, I would prefer it to avoid the horror that the children in the audience were subjected to.
Specifically
when she fell.
For trapeze, it would get in the way.
Probably.
But that's not why they do it. They do it for the daring do and the death defying.
Well, there's a couple on America's Got Talent that do trapeze work. They're brilliant.
To the circus commissioner's point, these artists, these athletes, these performers, because it's very athletic, also know how to fall. So the fact that she died means that she was not bracing, that's not the proper term, but you turn your body, you maneuver your body in such a way that it lessens the impact.
Oh, Sam, when you're flipping and flopping around up in the air and doing your acrobatics, is there really...
Yes.
You really have a split second to figure out how to fall to try to minimize the impact at 20 feet?
If you are someone who does this very well, I know a guy who is a trampoline wall specialist.
Yeah.
If you are someone who knows how to do this very well, your aerial awareness is insane. Like, he can do like 10 flips and land on his feet off a trampoline.
Why not just have a net at the bottom? Crazy idea. Here.
I know.
Well, if it happened every day, they probably would. But yeah. It's a rare thing.
One of the first stories I ever covered, and God, I still remember the guy's name. We were at some sort of acrobatic thing in Topeka, and they were doing the high wire act, where you had like a pyramid of people on top of each other on this high wire.
On a unicycle.
Some of it was that, but some of it was also like just like, okay, one dude, and then a girl would climb on his shoulders. Then a guy would climb on her shoulders. And now you've got 3 or 4 or 5 or 10 people in this pyramid up on one wire. And I know the wires are thicker than they look.
But what makes what makes it exciting is, you know, if there's a mistake.
Oh, God. They collapse like a
people
cheap
are going
suit.
To die.
Yes.
That's what makes it exciting.
It used to be great entertainment 100-plus years ago before TV and radio and all of that.
Man, they collapsed. I'm just going to tell you right now. Something went wrong and someone zigged instead of zagged.
Well, guys,
and
we do pay people millions, some hundreds of millions of dollars to run aggressively into each other.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it football.
And it's awesome. And I watched about 12 hours of it yesterday. I'm not going to lie. But back to what you just said, Dan. Yes, you know, 150 years ago, this before the advent of radio and TV and everything else, this was entertaining. But there was also a pretty dark component to the circus.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And it was
the sideshows.
The freak shows, I think, is what they were called.
Well,
You would pay to go see the Elephant Man or the Siamese Twins or the world's tallest man or the world's shortest person.
But we're talking about high wire acts, and they used to string the wires between buildings in New York City. And just look at Evel Knievel just 50 years ago.
When they fell, I will tell you, everyone survived. I do not know how they all survived. And we ended up doing an interview with one of the survivors from his hospital bed. Now, he had broken every single bone in his body.
I bet that morning hurt.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.